Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Fido to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 24th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong. And on here on my own today, having some fun, chilling out. I will be in Boston. I'm already in Boston, technically, but I will be in the city of Boston later on after the roundtable tonight. And we will be doing the rest of our morning updates for the next couple mornings from the city. So I'm here to update you this morning on everything happening on the Big Brother Canada 6 live feeds right now. But it's what happened yesterday. So let's get into this. We had some flip-flopping on the feeds yesterday, some back and forth. Paris, as we talked about previously, had been considering keeping Kayla in the house, depending on what her circumstances were. And she is going to continue to consider that possibility. If you want to come and hang out with me right now, make sure you go to robiswebsite.com and join me in the chat here on the page for this podcast. We've got some lovely people in here right now. Make sure you ask me questions along the way. Let's see. So to start off the day, Derek uses the veto on himself and Allie goes up as his replacement. So Allie is now on the block. She's, of course, not happy about it. She is not happy with Johnny right now, but that's what happens when your main target wins the veto. Paris has a brief conversation with Johnny. Paris wants to know, why is Will questioning me? Why is Will weird with me lately? And Johnny is saying, look, Derek had a conversation with her or with him. As we talked about yesterday, at the end of the day, Derek had a conversation with Will where he told Will all about the real deal and how Paris had been working with them for so long and spilling information and had a showman's with Jesse and had talked about how Will was shady and so on and so forth. And then Will went and told Johnny about this. So Johnny's letting Paris know, yeah, this is coming from Derek. Derek is the one that really got into Will's ear about not trusting you. Paris, not happy about this, not even a little bit happy about this. She's going to talk to the cameras and be like, that guy, you sealed your girlfriend's fate. She's going home now because you did this and I hate you. You're the worst. And she feels like her game is in trouble with Will now doubting her. That's going to be a big part of a lot of her decision making, I think, over the course of the day. And she's kind of flown off the handle a little bit. She's all over the place, Paris. And we'll talk about her decision here, the decision that she has to make, because basically, if she wants to, she can probably talk Maddie into keeping Kayla in the house. But is it good for her game? What will she do for the triple? Who knows? Who knows? Let's see. We've got some people here in the chat. Steph says Will has no strategy. That's pretty much right. I really don't know what Will is doing in that house. It's not strategic, I can tell you that. Kayla talks to Maddie, and Kayla's going to be giving a couple of pretty boilerplate pitches. Look, I'm not going to come after you. I'm not going to put you up on the block. I will be targeting Johnny and Liv if I stay in this house. So don't you worry about that. I will not be putting anybody on the block. I will not be sending any of you home, and so on and so forth. And Maddie is like, all right. That's fine. I like hearing that. And it's certainly going to be better than the pitch that Allie is going to make Maddie. So she's got that going for her. Kayla then has a conversation with Paris where she basically makes the same pitch. I promise I will not put you up. I'll be targeting Johnny and Olivia. And by the way, this pitch is a lie. Kayla has expressed to Derek she does not have any interest in targeting Olivia if she stays in the house. And I don't believe she would. It doesn't make any sense for her to. And you'd have to be very dumb to believe it. Just saying. Let's see. Gabe wants to know, would Paris probably do Johnny, Derek, Olivia if she, by some miracle she won the triple eviction HOH? Well, it depends on whether or not Kayla is here for the triple eviction. So we'll address that question toward the end of this update, I guess. So Kayla's also trying to sell that Allie is close to Will and that Allie would save Will over Paris and Maddie. Not really sure that's the case either. I think that Allie has definitely had it out for Paris for a little bit, but I don't think she'd want to save Will by any means. But Allie is certainly somebody who is more likely to target Paris and Maddie than Will, I guess. So there's some truth in it. And after Kayla leaves, Paris is going to be a little conflicted again. She's going to be like, Kayla makes some good points. Does she really? I guess a little bit, but not really. But can I trust her? And the answer is no, you know, you can't trust her. But it's in her head. It was already in her head the second that Derek won the veto. It was like, should we keep Kayla? Should we do it? And it's a tricky spot for Paris because she's in a bad position to begin with. I think, as I was saying yesterday, I think she was the most likely person to go home in the triple. And she's starting to see that now. She's starting to see that her game is slipping through her fingers and she's trying everything she can. Any advantage that she has or option that she has, she's going to take it because why the hell not, right? If I'm basically out the door on Thursday, I might as well take a shot at something. And I think that's where Paris's head is at right now. And that's where she's coming from with a lot of this decision making. Angela Chick says keeping Paris is not a smart move. They will take each other. It's always true unless you've got a particular reason. Michael says, I still don't think Kayla has the capacity to win the mental/puzzle HOH. That is a point for Paris to consider. I agree. Gabe says, I really want to see Johnny, Olivia, Paris in the final three, but Paris and Johnny have been grooming Maddie as a perfect goat. Yes. I don't think Paris or Johnny will be willing to take either of each other to the finals or even close to the finals. I think they want each other out as soon as possible. Mike says, you cannot take Maddie to the end. You can't not take Maddie to the end. Sorry. Yes, I agree. She's a good one to drag along for a little while. Although she's pretty good at those mental competitions, so you might want to be a little careful about taking her to all the way to the final three. Because the last thing you want to do is to have her win that final HOH and then cut you at the last second. Dream scenarios, anybody but Will and Maddie, says Mike. Yeah. Steph says, Allie is all over the place. She does not have enough introspection. That will be Allie's downfall. Yes, we'll talk about Allie today because, oh boy, Allie is like, just like, she's the bane of Johnny's existence between pushing way too hard for Johnny to stay last week and almost ruining his chances and then taking all the credit for it in the edit. And now really sewering her own chances of staying. It's not helping Johnny out too much and certainly not helping herself out too much. I see Johnny as a final two goat. Only because Derek won the, yes, this whole situation is only because Derek won the veto. Who does Paris put up if she wins the triple? It depends. All right. Yes, Paris thinks she's played a very good game. And so does Maddie. I don't know. You could be talking about either one. Oh, you could also be talking about Allie. Allie also thinks that. All right. So Kayla also pitches to Will. Same sort of pitch. I'm going to be going after Olivia. I won't be targeting you. I won't be putting you on the block. I promise. Will, though, runs it to Allie, who promises the same thing. Like, I wouldn't put you up. Allie at least makes a decent pitch here. So that's a decent situation. Reality Reacts asks, what was Will trying to tell Johnny in the Have Not Room? Something that he said will work to their advantage, but that BB won't let them talk about. I don't know, actually. So to set this up, at some point in the night, and I'll talk about this now because I didn't have it in my notes because I'm not exactly sure what this was about yet. But Will was talking to Johnny and he was saying something about, I've got something that I can't tell you about. Production won't let me talk about it, but it'll work to our advantage. I don't think it's anything in particular. Hey, Brent's here. Hey, Brent, if you want to join me, feel free. Just let me know that you want to and I'll send you the link. But yeah, I'm not really sure what this is. I don't think it means anything. I don't think it will matter ultimately, but the answer is I'm not entirely sure. Let's go. Yes, I'm by myself, Brent. Hey, it's fun. We hang out. I did a Twitch stream yesterday for the first time. I played some God of War and had some people hang out with me. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. Very similar to this. I'm just talking to people in the chat, but I'm also playing video games instead of talking about Big Brother. Although I also did talk about Big Brother, which was very fun. So I recommend it. Hey, hang out with me on Twitch. I tweeted out the link and I'm Taryn Armstrong on Twitch. Brent wants to join me here. So we're going to do some on the fly reporting. Sent you the link on Twitter, Brent. All right, so let's continue on. Kayla, after she talked to Will runs to Allie. Allie promises the same thing. Will then talks to Paris, and Will lets Paris know that Kayla has been telling him that Paris is the one that came up with the 86 name. So to set this up a little bit, if you're not because we haven't talked a whole lot about this, the 86 Alliance was never really a big thing, not really an important thing in the game, but it was an alliance between Paris, Maddie, Kayla, and Derek, and it's called 86, and they're arguing about like who came up with the name, who is really pushing for this thing. And Kayla had been telling Will, oh no, Paris came up with that name, and Paris had been saying like, oh, what are you talking about? I was barely involved in that alliance. So Paris is even more angry at Kayla again, that Kayla is talking about like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Like, I can't believe that that Kayla would reveal this information, so on and so forth. Paris, again, sort of flip-flopping like, oh, Dayla, they're so annoying. I can't believe they're doing this to me. So Paris mad at Kayla once again. Then we had Allie and Maddie having a conversation. And this is where Allie just really not sure what Allie is doing here in this conversation. I mean, I get kind of the point of it, but Allie's talking to Maddie and they're talking about the game and you know, the fact that Allie's on the block and does she blame Johnny and so on and so forth. And Maddie is essentially like, why should I keep you, Allie? Like, what should I do to, why should I protect you in this game? And Allie is just like, I don't know if I really need you in this game. That's why you should trust me, because I'm offering things to you and I don't even need you. But I don't need you in this game, Maddie. And I don't think Maddie wants to hear that. So that's, I think, a bit of a mistake here. But we've got Brent. Brent has joined us.
Hello.
Hello, Brent. Mid update.
I know, right? I had no idea. I just decided to come over to the chat to say hello to the people in the chat. And then like, it didn't even dawn on me that there was no one here with you. I was just like, I came in and I was like, oh, hi, I'm listening to you talk. And I'm figuring that you're talking to someone.
I talk enough for two.
And then there was no one there.
I've been recapping the day, sort of starting to get to the end of the day. This is when Allie is talking to Maddie and the whole thing where she's just like, I don't need you, Maddie. I don't need you to vote for me. I don't need you to save me. I really feel like it's immediately after that, that Maddie goes to Paris and, things end up, spiraling from there, Brent.
Yes, and I will just say that I watched most of the feed yesterday, but I did not watch everything at the end of the night because I was not feeling well last night, hence why I'm up early today, because I went to bed at like, you know, 8 p.m. or something. So I have no idea what you're talking about. So please explain to me, because I would love to hear it.
Here we go. You're a captive audience here.
Yes.
So Paris is feeling very upset because of all of the stuff with Will, and she's talking to the cameras first. She's like, "Oh, this is the worst. I feel hopeless. My game is going down the drain. I was playing this game for these people, and these people are not grateful and they're not loyal to me." And then Maddie joins her, and Maddie has just come from this conversation with Allie, where Allie was like, "I don't really need you in this game." And Maddie knows for a fact, like, Allie didn't even really deny it, like, yeah, she'd probably be putting her up on the block. So Maddie's just like, why, again, similar to last week, why am I keeping somebody that's going to be putting me on the block? And I know that for a fact, when I could be keeping somebody that might not put me on the block, who actually, you know, at least went out of their way to promise me that they wouldn't. Whereas Allie didn't really do that.
Right. By the way, is this the conversation where Maddie and Paris, I guess that's their shipping name.
That is their name. Yeah.
I know, right? Where they were reaffirming their final two with each other, because I remember Paris saying, like, you know, "I'm taking you." And Maddie's like, "Well, I'll take you." And they were like, "Well, we can just have Will in the final three and Will will lose. Like, you'll win part one, Paris, and Maddie, I'll beat Will in part two." I don't know how the hell she's going to do that, but whatever. Yeah, I heard this. So I'm liking that the Paris Maddie bond is still strong, even though I know earlier in the season that that Paris was throwing Maddie under the bus a little bit. Like, you know, she's not grateful to me. She's not loyal to me. She stabbed me in the back. And I'm glad to see that this is better.
Yeah, it seems like whenever they're really down in the dumps, they come together, right? Like, like when Maddie was super upset about being put up and potentially leaving the week that Kayla was HOH, Paris felt bad and changed her story with Kayla. And then and now Paris is like, "Oh, Will doesn't trust me. My game is in the dumps." And Maddie's like, "Don't worry, I've got you."
Right.
And so, yes, they're confirming that they will take each other to final two. And they're talking about, like, why are we keeping Allie if Allie's coming for us? And so they start to talk about, like, okay, so what would it mean if we kept Kayla in the house? What would that mean for us? And they think that, okay, well, Kayla has promised us that she will nominate Johnny and Liv. That means only one of us is on the block and we get to vote to keep that person. And worst case scenario, she betrays us. She still needs to target Johnny first, which means only one of us will go along with Johnny. Hopefully that person is Will. And we will be safe. So that's sort of what they're considering in terms of the triple. But
do we believe that, though, that Kayla will do that?
Kayla will not, like, so this is what I was saying before. Kayla has been promising them that she will be targeting Will and, or Johnny and Olivia, but there is no way she is targeting Olivia.
Right.
That is definitely a lie. She's expressed to Derek that it's a lie. It doesn't make any sense for her to do that. And to Paris's credit, a little bit, like, she's kind of saying, she's promising this and I think she will be grateful and I think she will do this. But even if she doesn't do this, here's why I want to make the move, because instead of two of us going home, it's probable that only one of us will go home, which probably is true, unless, of course, Johnny wins the veto, in which case you are so screwed. Yeah.
So it's really like a hair's breadth here as far as who to keep. I really feel like that there are advantages to both sides. I mean, Allie certainly is a weaker competitor than Kayla moving forward. And I think that, you know, Paris has been throwing many of these competitions. Not that she's a comp beast by any stretch of the imagination, but I think she's capable. And I think Maddie's capable as well, based on the veto competition and coming in, you know, where she's like, "Oh, I could have had that." I know that that's a big thing on Twitter where she's like constantly saying, "I could have had that," but I think she's capable as well. So keeping somebody like Allie in the house would be beneficial comp wise, but keeping Kayla in the house may be slightly beneficial strategic wise. I just think you have to, it's a gut call, and I'm not even really sure which one is the right one to make.
It is tough. And, you know, I've been going back and forth. I said yesterday that I felt like it, or I think I said 2 days ago, I felt like it might make sense for Paris just because her current position is so bad. She might as well throw something against the wall. But then yesterday, based on Kayla, what Kayla was saying and how much Paris might trust her. It's kind of like, I'm not exactly sure. And I'm still kind of torn because I do think that essentially keeping Kayla in the game does, I think, increase Paris's odds of surviving the triple, which is huge. However, I think it decreases her chances moving forward after the triple because, you know, it increases her chances of staying in the triple because if Dayla wins, she's probably safe. Dayla would probably target Johnny and Will over Maddie and Paris. But if obviously, again, if Johnny or Will wins the veto, then I think they would target Paris over Maddie, to be honest, because the problem is Paris doesn't really recognize just how much Dayla is threatened by Paris. And they have been the ones pushing the hardest for you cannot take Paris to the final two. She is way too dangerous. And so I think that she is a much higher target on their list than she realizes. And those are not two people, a pair who are good at competitions that she wants in the final five with her. I think that's very dangerous for her moving
what
forward past
happened?
The triple.
What happened yesterday? Because I was like looking at the feeds through cough medicine, honestly. And I remember like that I was feeling good because Kayla and Paris were like, Paris earlier the previous day was like, I'm going to save you and we can pull this off and you just have to keep it. And if you tell anybody, the deal is off and he won't put me up anyway. And she was like, I know. And if Paris, if you can pull this off, I will be so grateful. And then Derek just can't help himself. What happened? I just like everything blew up yesterday. Now they may end up keeping Kayla regardless, but it seems like that like Kayla and Derek cannot let go of Allie and Liv. Am I right about that or am I not right about that?
You're right. I mean, they keep throwing Paris. Like Derek went to Will last night and he was telling telling Will all about how Paris is the worst and she can't make it to the final two. She's a huge threat. Kayla was telling Will earlier in the day yesterday that Paris is the one that came up with the 86 name. Like she was way more involved than you
God,
think. Like,
what is she doing?
Yeah.
Well, although in fairness to her, I understand maybe she doesn't trust Paris, but of the people, of the snakes in the house that you have to trust, I would trust Paris. I know they got into a fight. The fight was terrible, but I just feel like that if you got to pick a horse at this point, you know, given that Derek has won the veto and you're Kayla, I guess maybe she was just trying to like get somebody else on the block. I don't know. It doesn't really matter whether or not she's against Allie or if she's against Paris. She's still going to have to survive the block. I'm just very frustrated with Kayla right now. I feel like she couldn't pick a narrative and stick with it yesterday. And she just, it was a mishmash of strategy about how was she going to survive this week. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. And okay. And I think that if anything is going to stop this plan to potentially keep Kayla, it'll be Kayla. Because Kayla can't shut her mouth about Paris. So that'll be interesting to see. She talks a little too much and certainly way too much about Paris, and she needs Paris. Paris is the only person that can vote to keep her. And like, obviously she's not going to get, Olivia. She knows she has Derek, so she needs two votes. And there's only three other votes. She needs Paris and Maddie. I think maybe she can get Will and Maddie, but that is definitely not looking
in
like
what
the
universe.
Case.
I mean, how the hell does she think that? I mean, she targeted him in the original when she was HOH, and I know she eventually saved him by putting up Erica, but she was the one who put him on the block, and he, you know, I can't imagine has forgotten that. I mean, why does she think that he's going to be so hot to save her when she's on the block with the showmans? It would seem to me that she would know that he's more likely to evict me. That way he can get Derek closer to him.
Yeah, she's too. I mean, and like, I don't want to completely trash on her because
I can do that tonight.
Yeah. She has done enough to, which I think this is more Paris and kind of where Paris is at than anything Kayla did in particular, but she's done enough to give Paris and Maddie what they need to be okay with making this plan to potentially keep her, which again isn't necessarily saying much. And I think a lot of that also has to do with Allie really, doing what she was doing. But also on another aspect of why Paris and Maddie want to keep Kayla that I think is actually off is that they are convinced that Allie will not put up Johnny. They think that if Allie stays in the house, that all three of them will be on the block and two of them will go home for sure. And that's why if Kayla is here and Dayla wins, then only one of them will go home. That's actually not true at all, because Allie would love to see the remaining Dayla leave and Johnny leave. Allie's the one person I think who would keep all three of them in the house, and they don't recognize that, and that's on Allie for not letting them recognize that, because she's been keeping it way too tight to the vest.
And she's playing piss poor too. Why the hell did she have that conversation with Maddie yesterday? I mean, I saw that and I was just like, what are you? Are you a lunatic? There are only five people voting this week. And you basically told the bitch off. I mean, you basically told her, I don't need you. You're not in my final two plans. What was she doing, Taryn?
I think it was a weird way of trying to be persuasive. Like, here, like, I'm having this conversation with you on good faith because I don't even need you in this game. Like as a way to like that's me because I don't need you, because I'm not desperate, that makes my conversation more genuine. But it did not come off that way to Maddie.
Yeah, it came off to Maddie. And Maddie, you know, no offense, but, you know, Allie, you have to have a little bit of a perception of what's going on in the house and how people would react to a conversation like that. Maddie is a little needy. She's always second guessing herself. I know at times she can, like, overestimate her game, but personality wise, I feel like she can be a little bit needy. She's a little touchy feely, even though, like, when she talks to people, she's a little businesslike. She's a bit of a paradox in many ways, but she needs to feel good about herself. And I don't feel like Allie did that in any way in that conversation.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very messy situation, and I think it is very difficult, like, which one is better for Paris and Maddie. Like I said, I think when it comes down to it, I think that keeping Kayla will give them a slight advantage of surviving the triple. But I do think that the negatives after the triple outweigh those benefits. So ultimately, I think it's probably best for them to send Kayla home.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's best for them to send Kayla home as well, because you're playing for the win. I mean, you know, you don't get anything for third place. You got to get to the final two to get any money, and really final, even second place isn't worth diddly. So, I mean, you might as well go for the win, and, you know, that's the second time in my life I said diddly.
Anyway. Yes. So that's what they're talking about. And then Will joins them and they're talking about this plan with Will. And Will had just gotten off of a conversation with Johnny where he was like, we're definitely taking Kayla out. Right. Those girls are not flipping. We cannot have that happen. And then Will joins them and they're like trying to talk Will into getting on board with this. And he's like, Will being Will is like, because he's confronted with two people and he's alone. He's like, oh, well, I guess. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, let's do that. But I don't want to do that to Johnny. And they're like, whatever. We can't do it just because Johnny tells us to. He's like, okay. Can we tell Johnny though? And like, no, we can't tell Johnny. He's like, okay. So it'll be interesting to see what Will does. I imagine he runs this to Johnny today. This was too late in the night to really get too much aftermath from this, but Will is theoretically on board with this plan for now, but who knows how long that'll last.
Yeah, I'm not even sure I really want to see if Will puts his foot down, or if it gets back to Johnny, which I think it will, and then Johnny says, you know, you absolutely cannot do this, makes Will feel totally guilty. Will goes to Paris and says, you know, no, we can't do this. Are Maddie and Paris willing to vote against Will? You know, are they willing to draw the line? Because that would seem to me to just push him a little bit closer to Johnny and Derek. I mean, I don't know that that's necessarily good for them either. I feel like they really need to get him on board for this to work, given how marginal the benefit is to keeping either one of these girls.
Yes, and that's what they talked about. So after Will leaves the conversation, Paris and Maddie talk to each other again, and they said, "You know what? Doesn't even matter if Will isn't on board. We're going to do this anyway. We have to do this." So they are willing to vote against Will here, it's interesting. It's an interesting plan. I don't think it's the best one for them necessarily, but I can see why they're doing it. Paris in particular feels very like she's lost a lot of control, and the one piece of the board that she has control over are these votes. So she's trying to grab hold of whatever she can to make a difference, to try and defer her fate, to try and stop her from leaving in this triple. And it might work, it might not work, but it's interesting stuff.
It's really going to be great on Thursday night, the triple. I mean, like, literally anybody could go home. And I don't think that was necessarily true last year. I mean, I don't think Karen was ever going anywhere. And I don't really think Dylan was ever going anywhere last year. So, I just feel like that it's going to be really, really exciting. And I'm coming around on the triple. I know you have your reservations about it or outright hatred for it. But it does provide some interesting excitement, and it's a little bit predictable in that they're always doing it from 8 to 5. So you have to know it's coming on Thursday night. Johnny's done as well as he could possibly do to try to insulate himself from this. And I did find it really interesting how he was talking yesterday with everybody, like, okay, so we're definitely putting up, the remaining Dayla and Allie and Olivia in the triple, right. Is it like going around to all three of them? Okay, yeah, it's like everybody's not all together now. Okay, and you know, he's frantically trying to prepare for that. But I have to tell you that I just off on a little tangent here, I actually really have faith. I really do have faith in Johnny to win this game, and I'm really envious of all that Johnny stock that you bought, because I think that he's looking at what happened with Kevin last year. I think he's the odds-on favorite to win, because I think he's going to win the veto in the triple, because I think Derek's likely to win HOH. And I think even Johnny would probably win the veto anyway. And if he does, then he goes from 8 to 5 in one freaking night with an HOH and a veto in front of him. And then, honey, write the check. So, I mean, it's basically one night. And if he gets past Thursday night, I mean, I'm pushing all my chips in on Johnny.
Oh yeah, as soon as the triple happens, I think we'll all be racing to put our stock whatever, like all of our stock into one person.
Will I get more stock for being the most fabulous LFC member?
No, I don't think that's a rule. One of the problems I have with the triple is that they've spent half the season preparing for it, which has been pretty annoying. I do agree that it makes for exciting television. Like I was on the edge. I was having a heart attack watching Kevin play in the veto on season 5. Like that was a crazy moment. But I still like, I think there is a better way to implement it. I think that like, make it two doubles in a row, make it like a 2-hour special, or, you know, like there are better ways to go about it. I think that don't make it as potentially devastating to the gameplay and the players and all that. And I also think that would be more exciting, like 2 HOHs back to back.
Yeah, because the Kaskas would never expect 2 doubles back to back. You know, like they just had one last week, or even if they did it back to back in the same night. Yeah, wow. And
imagine if next season they plan all season long, because you know they're going to, for a triple eviction, and then no, it's not a triple, it's 2 doubles in a row. You can still call it a triple. You can call it like a triple
eviction night.
Yeah, you can call it some kind of other weird triple name, but it would totally change the strategy for how to handle it in a way that is more consistent with the good game, the good formula of Big Brother. So I think that would be a lot more interesting, but it'll be crazy. We will be watching live in Boston the triple eviction, and then Brent, I believe you will be joining me, and I'm trying to get Kevin to join us because I feel like who better to talk about a triple eviction than I believe the only person to have ever been in both triple evictions, because Bruno was not there for the season 5 one, I believe.
Right.
So the king of the triples, Kevin, but I'm not sure yet. We're trying to figure out the schedule. He's a busy guy.
He's got a lot of poker going on, people.
Yes, it's very true. So that's what we've got going on. One more thing about, because if there wasn't anything else about Paris and Maddie's plan here, they mentioned like, okay, so when do we tell Kayla that we're thinking about keeping her? Like, oh, we can't trust her to tell her now. We got to wait until the last minute. Really? Again, we're still at this?
God.
We've got plans with people that we're not involving them in?
Oh my God. It's just terrible. You'd think that Paris would know better than for something like that. Although, I mean, like, again, what's the big deal about telling her, even if she does tell somebody? I mean, the nominations are set. I know that twists can rear their head, but the nominations are set. And so you have to go with that. There's nothing Johnny can do to change anything at this point. I did really feel bad for Johnny, though. Like, there was no good play for him here. I mean, putting up Allie was his best replacement nominee, but he knew no matter who he put up, it was going to leave himself open to a blindside as an HOH and not get out either of the two targets that he wanted. I'm just sort of the opinion that if this happens, if I was Johnny and they screw me here, I'm going right to Kayla and Derek going, you know what? I'm with you now. I'm with you,
yeah.
and one of us better win, and I don't care if I even lose to you, because I would be that pissed off at those three that I would do it.
And that's the thing about not telling Kayla. And you know, usually what happens when they're like, oh, we're not going to tell this person until later on, they usually get impatient and they like don't have enough self-control to actually follow through that. But if they do follow through this and Will gives Johnny the heads up, there's a lot of different ways that Johnny can spin this to his advantage. Because first of all, if Kayla doesn't know that Paris and Maddie are saving her, again, Kayla can put her own foot in her mouth and talk about Paris way too much, and they can change their minds before it actually happens. Second, if Will gives Johnny the heads up, oh yeah, Paris and Maddie are actually going to vote to keep Kayla, then if Johnny realizes that like there's nothing he can do to change their minds, he can run to Kayla, who hates Paris and thinks she's a huge threat, and be like, look, Kayla, can we trick Paris and Maddie into keeping you? Because I want you, like, let's stop this war between each other, because we're just going to take each other out, and it's going to be terrible. We're going to let these other people win. We are the people that are good at this game. Let's just take them out and fight for it at the final three. Like, I am fine with going to the final three with the both of you.
Yep.
Like, let's just do this together. Will it work? Probably not. But, you know,
it's a play.
It's a play, right? And it's a play that Paris and Maddie leave open to Johnny if they don't get to Kayla first.
Not for nothing, but Paris and Maddie can be such... I'm trying to be nice here. They can be irritating. I mean, to listen to both of them in the house. And I know Kayla just like pulls her hair out sometimes listening to either one of them. And Paris didn't do herself any favors in that fight she had with Kayla the other night. I mean, I couldn't even stand to listen to Paris during that fight. And I'm a Paris fan, so I don't know how Kayla did it. I really feel like that there are just so many different ways that this could go. But most of all, I do agree with you that Kayla putting her foot in her mouth is probably the one detriment that would like send her out this week. Otherwise, I think she probably stays. But on the other hand, if Paris and Maddie don't make the appropriate plans with the person they're intending to keep, keeping her in the first place won't do them any good.
Okay. Yes. So as I mentioned, people often get impatient about this. As we are speaking, Paris is talking to Kayla in the morning here, saying,
we got it.
It's hard to know exactly what she's saying, but she's talking about like, you need to stop Derek from talking bad about me, because I might want to keep you. Yeah, I don't know. This is not like all right, here we go. We're working together. This is like stop letting Derek talk shit about me.
She wants Dayla and Allie and Liv to continue to fight against each other, but I don't think, no matter who's evicted this week, they're not going to target each other moving into the triple. I mean, I know that Allie probably would target the other member of Dayla because she feels threatened by them, but Olivia wouldn't, certainly. And I don't feel like given the way things currently stand right now, I don't think that Kayla would put up Olivia if she won the triple eviction. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I just, what's such a mess with these people? Gosh, damn it. I'm very frustrated with Paris right now, because I was the biggest believer in Paris, and I do feel like she's just... somehow she's putting the cart before the horse in many instances, or not even bringing the cart at all, in terms of like, if you're going to keep somebody, you have to make a deal with them. The nominations are set. Please do something to ensure your safety by keeping this dangerous player in the house.
Yes. Well, interesting stuff nonetheless. It'll be interesting to see. Like, I think there are a lot of different triple eviction outcomes. We'll try and get into detail about all of them on the roundtable tonight. You know, different scenarios, different possibilities. I still think it is a case where literally anyone can go home. you know, based on what happens with HOH and then Vito. So it'll be interesting to see.
We can do a power ranking of who is most likely to go home and who is most likely to survive past the night.
I'll try and figure out the percentages.
Right? That'd be fun.
All right. So make sure you tune in tonight for the roundtable. That'll be a lot of fun. And then, of course, I will be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on the live feeds. And then, like I said, after the triple eviction on Thursday, we will be talking, reacting. You know, we'll probably have a good idea of who the winner is going to be after that. So that will be interesting to see as well. Like I mentioned before, I streamed on Twitch yesterday. Check that out on Twitch, Taryn Armstrong. Had a lot of fun. Had some people join me. We chatted about the stock watch. I gave some of my secret strategy away. Hopefully you don't go and listen. It's just like 3 hours long. You'll never find it.
Were you streaming? You playing video games on there?
Yes, I played God of War.
Oh, very good. Very good. Yes. I know. I heard you talking about that in another podcast or something. I heard you talking about possibly doing something with video gaming. You certainly should. There's people all over YouTube, for God's sake, who are probably play way worse than you do. And, you know, they are successful. So you might as well get in there and do something.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And just like a way to hang out and talk to people who want to come and chat. I'm sure we'll be doing some more sort of like secret Hitler stuff on there. And we're talking about more and more Twitch stuff. So come and check Twitch out. I'll probably try and do some more streaming today before I head into the city, which will be after the roundtable. Thank you everyone for joining us. You can follow me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. You can find me on Twitch, Taryn Armstrong. You can follow Brent at One Lucky Gay. Subscribe to this podcast, all that good stuff. Go to robaswebsite.com and see you next time.
See ya.